We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Nicham Yaakov B'Pirchas Tzol Yom Rinsvachim Perikimol Mishnah Hey Hashocheres HaMukdash, and a person who slaughters a carbon with the following intent, either a chutz lizmano or a chutz limkomo intent, lecho shlil o shilya. What is it of the animal that has mind to eat beyond its time or beyond the confines where the carbon should be eaten? The shlil, which is the fetus, meaning the animal, the carbon we're speaking of, is pregnant, and therefore the fetus inside, o shilya, or a placenta, and he has in mind that's what he plans on eating, chutz lizmano or chutz limkomo, and that's his intent when he's shechting the animal. So when the Mishnah says bachutz, which is the example of chutz limkomo, says the Mishnah lo pigel. And now the language of pigel is usually reserved for chutz limkomo, so chutz lizmano rather. Therefore, we should understand the Mishnah that it's telling us that if it's a chutz lizmano, this does not make it pigel. If it's chutz limkomo intent, it does not make it pasul. The bottom line is, we don't consider the shalil and the shilya, either we don't consider a davar shadako lecho. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, if the intent involved something that's not normally eaten of the animal from the carbon, so then that's not included. That's not render it pigel. Does make it not, and does it make it pasul when you have a chutz limkomo intent? The same thing is true here. And others claim the Batranir here says, dishol ein mach Why doesn't it disqualify the carbon, this intent to eat from the shalil or the shilya? Because the outside or chutz lizmano, beyond its time, the shalil v'shilya lav gufa de divchahu. It's not part of the guf of the zevach. This is not the korban. This is this is not the animal. This is the fetus. This is of the animal, of a pregnant animal. The animal is the mother. This is the placenta. And this is not considered the guf of the animal. Therefore, does not render it pigel when you have in mind to eat these parts, chutz lizmano, pigel, or chutz, it doesn't make it pigel. Chutz limkomo does not make it pasul. Hamolek Torin bifnim lechol beitzehem bachutz lo pigil. Another example: you have someone who has the pigeons, the turtle doves, which is the torin and bnei yonah. And the way we slaughter those animals is not typical shechita. That's where the Kohen does malika. He has the long nail on his thumb, and he breaks the back of the neck. That's the way the Kohen would shecht, so to speak, with his thumbnail, would shecht the carbon of Torim and Bnei Yonah. So here's someone who's doing the malika. The Kohen's doing the malika of the Torin, bifnim, inside the azar, where it should be done. But he has in mind to eat Beit Sehem, the eggs of these turtle doves, bachutz, of these pigeons, bachutz, outside. So this is a chutz limkomo, but it was same thing would be true if it's chutz lizmano. Lo pigel, this does not make it pigel. Why not? The same reason as we gave before, at least according to one interpretation, these are not considered part of the carbon. The eggs are not considered part of the offering itself. The animal is the eggs certainly come from the animal, but it doesn't mean the eggs that are in the animal that we're speaking of, that those are not included, no different than the shalil and the shilya, like the fetus. This does not make it pigel because it's not part of the carbon. Chalev hamukdashin ubeitzei torin ein chayavin aleim. Then the Mishnah says the milk of carbonos, or as we say, or the eggs of the pigeons, you're not chayav for pigel nos of a tummy. What does this mean? It means like this. Let's say someone had in mind that they're going to eat from the meat of the carbon beyond its time. So that would make it pigel. What if, though, you drank the milk of that animal that became pigel? Or the bird that became pigel. It became pigel properly. What do I mean properly? Everything was done properly. He had in mind to eat from the carbon itself or the meat itself as he's shechting it. You need beyond its time. Oh, okay, the meat of that is pigel. But you want to eat the eggs. So there is no iser in chayav pigel. And if the animal, the meat, let's say, was left over beyond its allotted time, what happens to the meat? Becomes noser if you eat it chayav kares, the same way if you eat pigel chayav kares. So what's the halacha? It's not noser. The eggs are not noser. The milk of the animal, of that carbon, even though the animal became noser, the milk is not noser. V'tameh. And the same thing, if the person is tameh, ate the milk, of a carbon, or he ate or the eggs of a bird carbon. He's not chayiv kares for eating a carbon betumah, because once again, since these are considered separate entities from the animal has its own halacha. The animal is noser. The animal may be pigul, but the person himself is not eating from that animal. We don't view that, and therefore there's no chayiv kares for pigul, noser, or tameh on those items. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Shechato al menas lahaniach es damo osmu rav lamachar. So here it sounds like a chutz lizmano intent. He has in mind lamachar for tomorrow. Olotzion lachutz, or to take them outside. Sounds like a chutz lemkomo, but it really is not, because this is someone who did not have it in mind to sprinkle the esi shechting the carbon. He has in mind lahaniach es damo lamachar, osmu rav lamachar. What is that? He doesn't have in mind to sprinkle the blood tomorrow, or to be maktir the emurim on the mizbeach tomorrow, but rather he had in mind to place it down tomorrow, meaning as he shechting the carbon, I'm going to place this blood that comes down, I'm going to place it somewhere. I'm not going to offer the emurim tomorrow. I have in mind to place the fat somewhere tomorrow. Or let's say he had in mind not to eat from the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside the Sivu Shalim, depending on the type of carbon, or not to be maktir the emurim on the Mizbeach lachutz outside, but rather lahotzi, he's going to take the blood or the emurim outside of the Azara, but not to be makrovit. So is this considered a chutz lizmano, chutz lemkomo intent? It's not one of the avodos. So Rabbi Yehuda posel. He says that this makes it possible. Why? Because in the end of the day, since the maisa, this action would be possible. Are you allowed to take the emurim of an animal outside the azar? Absolutely not. Are you allowed, when it comes to the blood, are you allowed to place the blood somewhere tomorrow? No, the blood has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. So are you allowed to offer to burn the emurim tomorrow? No, I can't do that. So therefore, are you able to rather take the emurim, not burn tomorrow? Are you able to take a burn tomorrow? That would be pigul. Are you allowed to take the emurim and place them somewhere tomorrow? No, they have to be burnt on the mizbeach. So although these activities are not avodos, they didn't speak about doing zrika tomorrow, he didn't speak about doing haktara tomorrow, nonetheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, he says, since the maaser is posel, so then we view this as well as the machshava as well. Al menas lahaniach, with in mind, I have intent to place this tomorrow, al menas lahotzi, that will disqualify the carbon. Vachacham said the carbon is kosher. Why? Because he didn't have mind to burn the fats tomorrow, to do the zrika tomorrow, or to eat from the carbon, which is also part of the mitzvah to do with the carbon tomorrow. No, you had a mind to place it down tomorrow, to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. So that does not passel the carbon. That intent does not make the carbon passel. Shechato al menas litno al gabe hakevesh. Let's say he shechted the carbon with in mind to sprinkle the blood. Oh, sprinkling, that's an avoda. Oh, so maybe this should create a chutzlim komo, pigul or psul. He has in mind to sprinkle the blood al gabe hakevesh, though. Oh, but he's going to sprinkle the blood. He has in mind, you know what? When this blood comes out of the animal, I'm going to put it, it's going to be in the klisharis, and I'm going to sprinkle it where? No, not on the mizbeach itself, where it belongs, but on the ramp of the mizbeach. Or shalom keneged hayisod. I'm going to pour the blood. I have in mind to pour the blood to do zrika, but not in the proper place. It has to be corresponding to the base of the mizbeach, the yisod, which doesn't stick out everywhere. You have to be careful to make sure that when you sprinkle the blood, it goes down and it reaches the base. Or litain es hani tanim lamata lamala ves hani tanim lamala lamata. Or as you're shechting the animal, he has in mind, you know, I'm going to, when I take get the blood, I'm going to sprinkle the blood that's normally sprinkled below the chodas sikra, that red line that wraps around the whole mizbeach. I know this carbon normally is supposed to be lamala, but lamata below, but I'm going to sprinkle, I have in mind to sprinkle the blood above that line. or the reverse, those normally placed sprinkled above, I'm going to do below, or esani tanim bifnim bachutz, esani tanim bachutz bifnim, or as he's shechting and he has in mind that he's going to sprinkle the, I'm sprinkling the blood, that for sure, I'm not placing it anywhere, I'm going to sprinkle it where. In the wrong place. Those which are supposed to be sprinkled on the inner mizbech ha pnimi, the mizbech hazav in the heichal, which is done on Yom Kippur, I'm going to do that outside on the regular mizbech. Or those which is normally supposed to be done, which are almost all karbanos, outside on the outside mizbech, has the blood sprinkled. I have in mind as I'm shechting the animal, when I get the blood, I'm going to sprinkle it inside on the wrong mizbech, on the golden altar and not on the copper altar. Or sheyochluhu tameim. Or sheyakrivu tmeim. Or I have in mind that when I'm shechti, and oh, I have a good friend, I know he's tamei, but I want him to have part of the carbon as well, he's going to eat from that. Or I'm going to have a tamei kohen be makriv the emor mizbech. I want to give him the kavod to burn the fats on the mizbech. I know he's tamei. I have in mind when I shechti, that's what's going to happen. Or sheyochluhu arelim. Or let's say people who haven't, I'm going to have people eat from this carbon who haven't had a bris milah, which are not permitted. Or shakrabu arelim. So Kohen who's an arel cannot eat from the carbon, cannot be makavi the carbon. Or let's say at the time he shechted the carbon pesach, he had in mind as he shechted it, l'shaber atzmos ha-pesach. I plan on breaking the bones of the carbon pesach, which we know, of course, is not allowed. That's in losish beruvo. Or he has in mind when he shechs the animal, lechol mimenu no. I'm planning on eating from this animal when it's not fully roasted. He says, al tochlenu mimenu no. You're not allowed to do that. It can't be raw. It can't be uncooked, unroasted. No, I plan on eating it that way. Or he has in mind to mix the blood from the carbon that he shechted with blood of Karbanos that apostle, which we'll learn later on in the eighth parak. In all of these cases, the machshavos he has, kosher, the carbon is kosher. Why? She'ein ha-machshava poseles, ela chutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo, v'apesach ha-achatzah shelo lishman. These are all terrible averos, to eat from to break the bones of the Karban Pesach, and to mix the blood with dam that's possible, and to eat from the Karban Pesach when it's not roasted, and that tummy people will eat from it, or to sprinkle the blood in the wrong place, or on the kevish, on the ramp, not connecting any sort. All of those things are not allowed. But if you have that intent, when you're shechting the carbon, that doesn't make it pasul. There are specific things that make it pasul. What we call chutz lizmano, to eat from the meat beyond its allotted time, and chutz limkomo, to eat it beyond the confines of the azara for kachay kashim, and the oltzer of Yushalayim when it comes to kashay kalim, and that's it. Oh, well, the two others the Mishnah says, and we know from the beginning of the Masechta, if you shechted a carbon pesach or a carbon chatat shelo lishma, that also makes it pasul. So that's it. Even though all these things are terrible things, having those intents will not passel the carbon. The Gemara points out that even Rabbi Yehuda, who said at the beginning of the Mishnah, he said the carbon is passel, even though there wasn't a chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo classic machshava, he will say that this carbon is kosher. What's the difference? So previously, where Rabbi Yehuda said it's passel at the beginning of the Mishnah, that's where someone shechted the carbon with in mind to place the blood or the emurim tomorrow, to be motzi lachutz. So these are chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo thoughts. That's no doubt what he had in mind. The only problem is that it wasn't part of the avoda. It wasn't to sprinkle the blood, to eat from the carbon, to burn the fats, etc. It was to place it down, to take it outside. So those at least are related to chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. But these, that we just listed over here, at all, and therefore they will not make the carbon puzzle even according to Rabbi Yehuda.